Jet Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast for a Tuesday.
Monday, sorry,
I was looking at my Tuesday Alphabucks sheet.
Don't age me.
No, that's true. For Tuesday Alphabucks, but I do have that sheet in front of me, which is handy. Your letter is U for uniform, which hopefully you can use for your advantage. Name me, starting with the letter U, a planet.
Uranus.
It's pronounced Uranus. Grow up.
No, it's not.
I don't know anymore. I think it is Uranus.
No.
It actually is, isn't it?
No, it's
Let's
your
see what
anus.
Google has to say. Let's go into Google.
Oh, yeah, the right. Google pronoun.
The pronunciation. Pronunciation. All right. Oh, God, I've gotten to an adult website. Typed it wrong.
See, told you it's Uranus.
Yeah, well, it could be. All right, here we go. You ready?
Uranus.
I want to hear it again. Let me hear it again.
Uranus.
Why has that tickled me?
I don't know. We need to.
You've got to have some control because when you ask that question tomorrow and they say Uranus, you've got to keep a straight face and power through another bunch
of
questions.
I don't think people tune into this show for maturity.
They should. You should put that question last just so you can like end on a high.
Because it's.
But then again, they might not get to it, and then we don't get to laugh about the saying Uranus on air.
I would love to hear how people answer that too. Like if you do get through tomorrow.
Yep.
I want you to say your anus.
Your anus.
We will pay that.
Yeah. Will we pay Uranus?
No.
We will, but we're not happy about it.
It's your anus.
It's your anus. All right. Well, good luck tomorrow with your Alpha Bucks. And yeah, that's it from us.
Podcast. Oh, actually, in the podcast, actually, Ashley and Matt.
Are we teasing the podcast? Oh, yeah.
Well, no, I just want to talk about a moment.
Okay, yep.
In that where we discovered that we were probably, what, inches away from Nigella Lawson?
That's fair. We're definitely feet away, I'd say that.
It was definitely like one of those Gwyneth Paltrow sliding doors moments of what could have happened.
What could have happened?
If we knew.
It's kind of funny because like we've talked about this before, but just quickly, we came back from Headland. We're waiting at Perth Airport to grab our luggage. It was taking ages because currently airports are absolutely messed up. Not as bad as Canberra with what's going on, but pretty much terrible. So we're waiting for our stuff to come out. We see a bunch of like hard case stuff with MKR written all over it. We're like, oh, MKR. Then we see all the contestants standing there. So then we're kind of like looking around, seeing where Manu is.
Oh, I was like a little meerkat.
Yeah, and Nigella is, but we couldn't see him. We just saw the contestants. So straight away, we kind of assumed, oh, well, the contestants must be on their own separate thing. And then obviously Nigella and Manua, you know, on a separate flight maybe or whatever. Then this morning we had WA's contestants pop on in and reveal that they were all there.
Yeah, because we kind of filmed part of it and we spoke about it on the show and they said, oh, guys, we did actually hear about you guys at the airport. What you didn't know is Nigella Lawson was standing right next to you both.
She was right near us, like waiting for her bag, like
That's
everyone else.
Devastating.
What was she wearing? Like, for me not to notice.
And she's so gorgeous and glamorous.
Exactly. Like, not to sound like a creepy man, but if there's a beautiful woman like her, like just stunning
like
woman.
Goddess-like.
Exactly.
Kind of, like, you know what they said?
She'll catch my eye. Same as Manu. He's a handsome dude. That guy would catch my eye.
Maybe she's just like, well, we've only ever seen her on TV. What if she's one of those people?
Like a trollman
that like
on TV.
Just only scrubs up well.
Yeah.
I doubt she is because she's absolutely a natural beauty. But I will say this. They said, oh, you probably didn't notice her because she was getting her own bag.
Yeah, no, but I would have noticed. I would have noticed someone like her nearby.
Yeah.
But so, I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe she's like, I don't know. Unless she was wearing like a
balaclava. Because they said she wasn't wearing a disguise or anything. She was just out and about. Maybe it was the cotton on trackies.
Maybe you're right, but without makeup, maybe she's a little bit more plain looking. No, that hurts me to say. I can't say it.
No, I take it back.
But Manu's a handsome dude as well.
We
would have spotted him.
We didn't see him either.
We would have spotted them.
Maybe they went to get coffees or something because I don't believe, but they reckon they were standing right next to it.
Yeah. Anyway, we feel like the worst TMZ ever. We gave you the scoop and then all of a sudden we missed the main part of the scoop. Like, here's the scoop without any of the ice cream on it.
I am like this every time I'm in an airport. At an airport. I don't care if it's Broome, Karratha, Port Hedland. I'm always looking out for celebrities.
I'm never. Although I did once see Nicole Kidman in an airport, and that was like pretty cool.
Was it Karratha?
Julia spotted her, and I was just like, oh, well, yeah. But then again, I once got in the elevator with Michael Bublé. I didn't realize until we left.
What?
And Julia was like, that was Michael Bublé. I'm like, oh, I thought it was just a handsome dude.
What elevator was that, by the way?
This is in Sydney, Holiday Inn. Opposite, so it was
he was staying at a Holiday Inn, budget chain hotel.
It was the one opposite the arena he was performing at. So I assume of all the Holiday Inn, he must have had some bougie which would have equaled to an adult standard.
He must have been in the penthouse there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know that song, "What Are You Doing Chilling at the Holiday Inn?" I'm going to always think of Michael Bublé now.
Well, that's good because I'm going to not.
Me and Michael Bublé bringing for your friends. All right, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah, enjoy the podcast. But right now, we are in the middle of a debate after YouGov in the UK put up a simple question. How many holes are there in a straw?
By the way, what kind of organisation is YouGov? Because we've got MyGov that actually represents our government. Is this coming from, like, the British government?
I believe so. And therefore,
from the Queen.
Therefore, it's very divisive because they've asked that question. And visualise a straw. How many holes are there in a straw? One has 54% of people saying that, and two has 42% of people, and then don't know for 4%.
I'm going to say two, and I kind of understand.
It's one hole, Carly.
But it's two holes. If you flipped it up. Is this the glass half full kind of thing?
No, because it's always empty. The half empty. 13, 10, 60, but we're opening it up. Belinda and Eaton, good morning.
Good morning.
Belinda, what's your thoughts? How many holes are there in a straw?
Well, I have to say, this one blew my mind, and I debated in my mind, is it one hole or two holes?
Yep.
And then I thought to myself, can you dig half a hole, or how deep is half a hole? You can't dig half a hole. So it absolutely has to be, there's one hole that goes all the way through the length of the straw.
Correct. That's how I feel.
I mean, look.
One hole.
Your theory holds up a little bit there, but then when you get to the other side, you could look back the other way and go, oh, there's another hole.
No.
If you walked around the world.
It's the same hole.
I also agree with Ellen that you can't have half glass. It's either an empty glass or you need...
Oh, now this is getting very controversial.
We might have a bit more of a psyche chat after this one. Let's go to Wayne in Bunbury. How many holes there in a straw, mate?
Yeah, one hole.
One hole. Spot on. Yep.
Yeah. My reasoning is similar to Belinda's. I was thinking, well, imagine if for a moment the straw was solid,
yep,
and then you started digging in one end of it, then you'd have a hole, and then you get halfway through and you've got a hole,
yep,
and you get 99% of the way through and you've still got a hole,
yep,
and then you pop out the other end. Hasn't changed.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay, guys, plot twist. What if one person's digging from one end and the other person's digging from the other? Then they're digging two holes and they meet in the middle.
Two holes until they meet and then it's one hole. I think that's fair. Let's go to Deb and Geraldton. Geraldton, what's your thoughts? How many holes are there in a straw?
Yeah, no, one hole, definitely one hole. And I agree with the previous two callers that it's all in the making of the straw.
Absolutely.
You only make one hole. You don't make two.
Spot on, Deb. I like it. That's...
Okay, let's go to the next caller.
There might be
someone
on your side.
Got a side with
Sue
me.
From Margaret River, where our MKR contestants are tonight. Hey, Sue.
Hi. Well, I'm obviously popping over for dinner with them tonight.
Absolutely. How many holes are there in a straw butt?
Only one.
Only one. Okay. Absolutely. Let me just say this. It's when, like, imagine like a tunnel, right?
Yeah.
So it's one, you know, through a mountain, for example, you're going through one side to the other, right? It's called a tunnel, not a tunnels, because it's one hole.
Well, look, at least 42% of the British population do agree with me, so I'll still stick with that. 0% of the WA population agrees with me, though.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. Masked Singer was on again last night, and we had another reveal, this time the Tiger, Carly.
Yeah, and I'm going to call him WA's own because he did spend some time in Tom Price.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Jamie Jury was revealed to be behind the Tiger mask last night. He joins us now. Good morning.
Hey, Carly. How you doing? Hey, Alan.
What's going on, mate? You must be happy and relieved that you can finally reveal the secret that you're on the Masked Singer this season.
Can I tell you, my mates and all my colleagues, they've just like, where have you been for the last few months? Like, you've been in a bubble, man.
Yeah.
And because you literally can't tell anyone. And the only one who really knows is my partner. And she's been laughing her head off the whole time because she's a pro singer. And to be honest, I can't believe I made it as far as I did.
You did really well.
Apparently, the last three on stage were professional singers. And one of them was a Grammy Award winner. And there's little old me, the glorified gardener, having a shot.
But nailing it.
Yeah, you absolutely held your own on that. But were you a little bit nervous when Chrissy kept guessing you? And she actually guessed correctly.
Right from the start.
Do you see like that as something that is a positive or a negative?
Look, I got to say, I was crushed when she first guessed me, which happened within the first 5 minutes of the show. It all boiled down to me and popcorn, and it was a duel. I thought I nailed that Elton John song, and then popcorn just pipped me right at the last moment.
Popcorn was pretty epic. Oh, I think Popcorn's Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
Funny you say that. Yeah, we were kind of taking a few guesses because obviously I've got no idea, right? And I didn't see anyone backstage, not one person. It was so crazy top secret.
Now, I want to talk about how secretive The Masked Singer is because people that go on the show say it is so crazy the lengths they go to. What's the craziest day you had on set where did you have a point where you almost uncovered another Masked Singer?
Well, the craziest day was because, you get picked up by former Air Force, police, army. I mean, one guy that picked me up, he was an army diver and he dismantled underwater mines. That's what he did. When he wasn't on holidays. And while he was on holidays, he was picking Jamie Dury up. And so you get to the show, and then I'm in the back of the car. I had this presentation. We were doing a beautiful garden for a disability area up in the back of Sydney, and it was about 150 acres. And there I am pitching to the board this design that I've been working on for the last 3-4 months in a complete blacked out outfit. And they're like, what are you wearing? I'm like, don't ask. It was kind of bizarre. Like my two worlds were colliding, but look, it was fun.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, it appears that everyone's still excited to see you on our screens, Jamie Dury, in a singing capacity. So maybe we'll be seeing you do a bit more of it.
I doubt that, but I will. I'll be firmly planted in the cow manure very soon. I've got a new show starting up, and it's all about sustainability. It's about how to live and tread a little more lightly on the planet. It's about unplugging from power and taking the power back into your own hands in all things garden, growing food, sustainable architecture. It's going to be really fun.
Awesome, man. Well, if they need someone to sing the theme song, they now know who to go to.
That's it, boys.
See you, Jamie. Thanks for the chat, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Talk about what we do during the songs. Now, sometimes we're talking about, all right, what are we going to do for the next thing? We talk about on air, maybe do a bit of prep, whatever we're doing like that. But most of the time, we're either singing along with the songs or at least doing an impression of the songs that are playing. And one that we've been doing a lot lately is this one from Lizzo. About Damn Time is the name of the song, and there's a little bit in it that we really enjoy, and we've been having turns trying to nail the rap. Here's the little bit.
In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking in my Balenciessies, trying to bring out the fabulous.
And I thought, for fun today, Carly, we could bring that little game that we play off air on air.
Okay, I am so here for this. I'm going to be weirdly competitive about this because
please.
I would call myself one of Australia's biggest Lizzo fans.
Jesus.
And I love this song so, so much.
Okay, well, with that in mind, good luck.
Oh, geez. Oh, are we going now?
Yep.
Oh, okay, I'm going to stand up, want to dance. In a minute, I'm a Nina, sentimental woman, a man to pump me up. Feeling for sea, walking in my Balenciaga, trying to bring out the fabulous.
I mean, not the worst effort I heard. You've done better off air. I think we could all attest to that. What? Pull. My turn? Okay. In a minute, I'ma need a sentimental man or woman to pump me up. Feeling fussy, walking my blah, 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 trying to bring out the fabulous. I mean, you
oh
tell
my God,
me.
Oh, God, what the hell? How did she...
It's like Lizzo was in
Lizzo,
the room.
The Lizzo fan.
Lizzo was here for a second there. Oh, I'm back, guys.
You really channeled Lizzo. Wow, where did that come from?
More importantly, where did it go? We did talk about this last week. Actually, a little while ago, you first mentioned that you'd sign up for this, Carly.
Yeah, so I signed up for a stand-up comedy competition. Now, I would not call myself a stand-up comic. I still wouldn't. But I just wanted to do something a little out of my comfort zone. So I've actually done a tiny bit of stand-up comedy before, but it's not something that I feel comfortable or confident in. But it's one of those things, I guess, in life, Alan, where you're like, oh, I'm just going to give it a go.
Give it a crack. Why not, you know?
So I was definitely the underdog heading in there because some of the people that were on the lineup were legitimate comedians.
Some weren't.
Some weren't, and I was one of them. I was just there trying to give it a red-hot crack. But let me tell you, Alan, The anxiety that came along with signing up. So I think I signed up a couple of weeks ago and literally I reckon I woke up twice a night in a cold sweat. Like, why am I doing this to myself? I didn't actually know if I'd be able to go through with it, honestly.
Yeah.
Until I walked on stage, because there was a very real moment where I literally, everything in my body wanted to run out of the room. Like, I actually had to plant my feet on the ground to not run away. I was that anxious about the whole thing. And I was second on the lineup, which, again...
I think it's a good spot.
Is it?
Was the first one, like, you know, you want someone to warm them up. You obviously got the MC who comes out, does all this stuff. Then you got the first act. And, like, everyone's kind of like, oh, this is the gauge of the evening. How are we going to go? Second one, it's like, yeah, like, no one's ruined the night for you yet, you know? Like, just in case there's bad acts.
Yeah, true. Good way to look at it. So I'd written some jokes, and I use the term jokes very loosely, but the thing is, right, I'd only ever practiced them on Russell.
Mm.
And what Russell would do is I'd do my little thing, and he'd sit there and go, that's funny.
Yeah, he strikes me as a that's funny guy. That's not
what I want. Funny. So I had zero confidence going in that I was going to get any laughs at all. And then Alan, after my set, who pops up?
Who popped up?
You.
Not on stage, just to be clear. I was in the crowd. Well, you didn't want us there. I could tell because
I was nervous,
you were
to be
nervous.
Honest.
So I said to Julia, I'm like, hey, let's go and support Carly. We'll go, but let's not tell her. We'll go get tickets. We'll just hang out and we'll hide at the back.
Yeah.
And so at the start, I walk in. I see Russell straight away. I dodge him because I don't want him to just accidentally like text you and go, like, oh, Alan's here. And then you go, oh my God. So I hid at the back and you did great. You did really, really well.
I was very, very nervous. I do appreciate you not telling me. I actually was glad to see you after.
Yeah. I mean, I did boo a couple of times during it.
It did echo me.
It did echo you.
But Alan, I got a laugh.
You got a few laughs.
So
what are you
talking
about?
Something. It was something.
We got a little bit of audio here of it. Do you want to? Are you okay if I play this?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here it is. Here it is.
I am married. Yes. After 10 years together, me and my partner decided to get the law involved in our relationship. And I am aware that I am no walk in the park to be with. So just in case. My husband's Stockholm Syndrome does start to wear off. I've actually posted our marriage certificate in every room of the house, or as I like to call it, receipt of purchase.
There's your laugh, mate. No, you got
I got a laugh.
Yeah, you did great. You didn't win it, but you're against like proper like comedians who've been doing it for
legitimate
like you know a long time.
Comedians. My favorite thing is after coming off stage was like because there were legitimate comedians there. They were kind of like, oh, good on you for trying. Like a little pat on the head kind of thing.
Well, you've inspired me.
Have I?
Yeah, I'm going to go to a lot more comedy shows. Get breakfast with Alan and Carly. And right now we have in the studio some stars from MKR. And to be honest, one of our favourites. There's two teams that are favourites for us. There's two WA contestants, but they are in the studio with us. So technically you guys are our favourites. Ashley and Matt, how are you?
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you.
A little better than you guys because we did see a little sneak peek of tonight and it looks like you guys were under pressure.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a very emotional episode.
Yeah, a lot of pressure. A lot going on.
There's, you know, risky bisque and just a lot, you know, Nigella and Manu are at your house. At your dinner table.
Yeah, so they travelled to Margaret River to film this, and it is actually your home, because sometimes you hear about sometimes they sub them out if they're not up to par. Looks like a lovely home from the ad so far. Looking forward to checking it all out tonight. But Nigella Lawson at your house, how much cleaning did you do? Did you get a professional?
I didn't get a professional because they wouldn't do it right. I did it myself, and I made sure it was perfect.
Yeah, it was spotless.
For the queen.
So. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of having Nigella in your house, we do hear from other kind of reality show contestants that filming goes for hours and hours and we only see like a snippet of the night. But how is her small talk? Because how long are you guys actually sitting at the table for?
Yeah.
We sit at the table for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
The judges aren't there the entire time, but when they're there, we just... You know, and they're joining in like with us, with our ridiculous, you know, conversations that we're having. And it's just a whole lot of fun, really. And the time passes quickly.
Their food knowledge and what they talk about is impressive. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Now, I can imagine Margaret River is known for its food and wine. Did you guys feel the pressure to represent that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, we've got to walk around town after this.
Yeah, true.
So
if we
do
fail.
Poorly, you know, we've got nowhere to hide.
Yeah.
So we definitely try. We we really represented with the wine. We went out and got some really, really good wine for the table just to make sure everyone had the goods, especially Nigella.
Yeah, what type of wine are you talking? Because Nigella like loves wine.
She does.
Yeah.
She loves that. She loves the wine. So we've got a nice Walsh & Sons Pet Nat, and we have a Chardonnay, and followed up with a Cab Sav, and it hopefully complemented our menu perfectly.
Well, this is high stakes tonight as well, because obviously if you don't get higher points than the bottom team, you guys are out.
Yep.
At least you're home. You can just...
just stay there.
Go off to bed.
Yep. Like, all right, guys. See you later. Get out.
Now, guys, we actually did a little sleuthing, and when we first discovered that you guys were filming in WA, because this is huge for us to have two WA teams in MKR, and we actually ran into some contestants at the airport because we noticed the MKR camera.
We didn't actually acknowledge them. We just kind of took our luggage off and stared at them.
We were being
like
a little creepy, to be honest. Now, off air, you guys did see the TikTok that I posted about it. Yes. You just told me news that was earth-shattering for me because...
It's my favourite thing, guys.
I didn't realise that we were standing next to Nigella Lawson. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. She was there.
She was there.
Right. How did I miss this?
I don't know. And I don't even think she was disguising herself either. But you know what? She was getting her own luggage, and you just probably wouldn't assume that would be the case, perhaps, maybe.
We were there for so long waiting for our stuff, and we missed
I can't. What a missed opportunity. But you know what? Now I feel like I kind of know her through you guys.
Absolutely.
So would you call her a friend now?
Yes. She might not be the same. Yeah.
Feels like that's a little bit of a hint of how tonight's results go. Because I think you're going to be like an enemy, absolute enemy. Would you throw shade if you're in a bottom position like them?
No.
Yeah, I would. Can't. But
no, and do you know what? I don't think any of the, obviously they have, but I don't see it really coming from any of the other teams. So,
Until you watch back what they say.
Yeah, that's true. You're going to see that first time tonight, them like talking sass about your food.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
We'll see. Well, we're going to have a pretty big support group behind us, so that's going to be fun.
It sounds like gang warfare. Well, good luck to you guys tonight. Make sure you're watching it MKR tonight on Channel 7. Thanks for your time today, and good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.